The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. As I sit down and put my headphones on, it is Monday. I found reasons to love Monday because I sure was hating it. And I was at the point, I'd say, the day after Sunday and the day before Tuesday. You know, folks, if you have an aversion to something, find reasons to, should I say, love it? No. Tolerate it?
Yeah.
If you're given lemons, add some water, some sugar, you know the drill. At any rate, 19th day of August. Yeah. Almost said August of March. I don't want to wish your life away, ladies and gentlemen. It's going quick enough as it is. At any rate, John in Southern California, before we got cut off, you were saying?
Yeah, thanks, John. Ron, I didn't mean to indicate that, you know, that you were saying something wrong or anything. I was just mildly concerned. I think what you meant was when you were talking about Barry Sotero and his dismissal of some sort of protocol, you know, when the colors are being passed by, or the Pledge of Allegiance, or whatever it was, is that what you were talking in the abstract? I think what you meant was is that certainly if anyone should be pledging allegiance to the flag of the U.S. corporation or the United States, it should be the President of the United States and not all of us as citizens of the various republics in which we live, and certainly not in the schools, and school children should not be doing it, because my impression is that after we've done a tiny little bit of reading about it, is that, you know, this thing was introduced as a pledge, the Pledge of Allegiance was introduced in about 1892, and somehow there's a long story behind how it got to be a law from Congress, but the main culprit or instigator was this guy Francis Bellamy, and he's a cousin of Edward Bellamy, who wrote two Marxist socialist books, and every time that I'm an engineer, I go to various engineering meetings in Southern California, and more often than not, you know, they all want to start off their dinner meeting or luncheon meeting with a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and I already wear one button that says 9/11 was an inside job, and the official story of 9/11 is a big lie, and so I'm the only one in the whole room that does not stand up and salute, and I just sit there and eat my mashed potatoes or something.
Yeah, and you know what? That's here's the irony to this one, John, is most people think that you are a total kook and you have disdain and disrespect for our country, and that's not what you're doing any more than me flying a flag at my house upside down. That's an SOS to the entire world. Come to our rescue. Things are dire.
Can I just make one
more point after the break? And then we'll move on with other callers. Hang on, John. We'll be right back.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, I've carried John through so many breaks, I'm almost thinking he's a guest. Go ahead.
Well, thanks a lot, John. You have a great show. Anyway, the only thing I was just saying, Ron, is I've talked to you or listened to you enough on the radio before, and I talked to you once personally a couple months ago. So I don't think you meant it quite maybe the way it could have sounded to some others. You know, when you I'm not right. Sure I would have criticized Barack Obama for not showing attention to the flag, because personally I think the guy he already is what he is anyway. He's part of the New World Order. He's part of the war effort, and I think all too many of the Bubbas with whom I come into contact at least once a month, they look at the Pledge of Allegiance as an allegiance to the war.
Don't you just love it when they tell you that, you know, what's wrong with you? If you don't love this country, why don't you leave?
Yeah, I've gotten it quite often.
Yeah. And no, what has happened is the government has left its people. But they see, and have you come to any conclusions, John, as to why you're getting this?
I think it's mostly a matter of ignorance, but it's not just simple ignorance. I think it's a lot of it is willful ignorance, because people are afraid. They don't like their worldview disturbed. And I get this quite often. In fact, when it was 5-1 a few nights ago in a particular watering hole out here, I I had to leave because I wasn't ready to get into a fist fight. So
and you did this where they had libations available.
Oh,
you,
absolutely!
You are a brave man.
I was. Well, yeah. I'm not all. I don't just read history books all day and read Ron McDonald's stuff. You know, all day. I branch out every now and then and have some hobby stuff. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, doing what every other red-blooded American. Part of your duty and obligation as being an American is to pay attention to what's going on in your own country, and evidently you have been.
Well, I can only try.
Well, I'll make you a deal, John.
All right.
If I'm out in Southern California, you and I will go out to wherever you've been visiting, and the bubba's been in your face. I do particularly well one-on-one with people or even crowds. And take me to your watering hole. Let me have a couple of beers in me, and let me let loose on these people that think they're such great Americans and they want to disparage somebody that really is. Take me there.
If you bring a couple of your larger-than-life employees in your radio station to even up the odds a little bit,
Don't need it. The strength is in the truth. Not you don't measure a man's masculinity or muscle by the amount of power he has in his arm. It's what is in his head. And I have, you know how many fights I've been in my entire life? I've been in 2 fights.
Mm.
And that happened when I was, I think, prepubescent. I don't find a need to fight, and I'll go head-to-head with anybody. I don't care.
If the odds are 1-to-1, I'm with you. But when it's 5-to-1, it's nice to have the other one or two others.
You know what? I'll take the chance of suffering a beating if they want to kill the truth. That's fine with me. All right. Hey, John, thanks for your call.
Okay. Thanks a lot, John. Have a great show.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm hearing things. I'm sure you heard about the thing with the general saying that we don't answer to the Congress. We answer to the UN and NATO.
Yes.
Yeah, because Alex covered that. Then they had that. That's an outright confession. Now, see, I'll tell you what the difference is between now and in the mid-90s with William Cooper. Is outright now. They're just outright, you know, they're losing it all, and people fed up with everything, the immigration, the treason, all of it. They're just outright blatant about it now. They were never like that, though, in 96.
No.
They always covered it up. It's just blatant now.
And let me interject something here.
Yeah, no,
Henry.
Go ahead. I don't, yeah.
Yeah, I caught them in Battle Creek. They got ahead of themselves in newspaper publications, and the general buzz was anti-government groups. The Battle Creek newspaper slipped up one day. They even put it on their paper boxes, calling people that were calling into question the government practices. They slipped. This is how I knew this is going to be an unfolding agenda. They called us flat-out terrorist. And then as soon as that appeared, it disappeared. They never used it again.
Wow.
Until it's been sanctioned by the FBI, by Homeland Security, by their other non-government organizations that feed them information. Now, if you read the Bible and you've got a Bible study group, you might be a cult. If you talk about the Second Amendment, you might be a threat. If you're a strict constitutionalist, you're a threat. How do you identify homegrown terrorists? By some of the things I just listed. We are now the enemy of the state, and I am standing here telling them that I am a free man. I understand what country, I know what oaths I take, and I understand them clearly. I'm calling out you treasonous son of a guns for taking this country and popping it inside out, bankrupting it, putting together agencies, putting together FEMA camps to go out there and round up these so-called dissidents because you wanted to declare them terrorists when in reality the only thing that we're doing is pointing out the treason that they're committing by every single act that they do.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is that the guy that did the bombing in, 7th Avenue, or attempted to, actually it's 2 people, it was a guy on video and he disappeared, and the second one, he came out of somewhere at
Neapolis. Okay, whatever you're in reference to, I don't know. Look.
All right, some Muslim thing, but what I'm saying is that he was a guy from Pakistan, they made a citizen after 4 years. And they're calling the people like what you're talking about with the Creek thing, calling them terrorists, but they let any and everything come in this country and try to force all this, any race, any this and that, and force that down his throat, down our throat, and make them try to make them citizens after 4 years. And, you know, talking about terrorism, the whole thing is insane. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But they're just so blatant about it. But here's the thing. What about the people in the Congress now? Because there's a guy in the Congress who's a Republican even. It could have been a Democrat, but it was a Republican guy. I don't like either party, really. But he's got a bill where he was on Michael Savage, and he was talking about, he had some bill that he was trying to legislate to get through judiciary that will require that a president can't do any military action without the consent of Congress. Well, you know, that's what's in the Constitution. Of course, that's what this guy was talking about with Savage.
Right.
But it's kind of funny that you have some of these congressmen, a few of them, that are trying to re-legislate what's in the Constitution because the executive branch, and you see it, Council on Foreign Relations people and infiltrated, you know, the government and everything, it's just such have ran such amok that they're trying to legislate what's already in the Constitution
right,
to begin with.
Right.
You know, and, you know, but it was, he was for real. I mean, so, but the other thing is this, the terrorism stuff, too, they sway everything with a broad brush in this way, because somebody could be for the Constitution, somebody could be for this and that, and not be into the Bible. Somebody could be into the for the Second Amendment, just mm-hmm. like you're allowed to have guns in Switzerland, mm-hmm. and not necessarily be a socialist or what you call a what they call right-wing Christian. You know, that's another thing, too. The people that think that in order for you to have guns or have freedom, you have to be, you know, some right-wing, religious, moralistic, this, that type of Christian thing. I think that's a bad equation that the media spins, too, because then what they're saying is that some of the country that's, or some of the states or whatever that are either slightly more modern or technology or this or that or whatever, they should be more disarmed, unarmed, and be communistic in order. You know, it's kind of twisted. You know, it's just like I said, look at Switzerland.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they have some socialist programs, but they also have guns.
That's why
there's no rule.
Yeah, that's why Hitler left Switzerland alone, not only because of the banking.
Oh yeah, I know.
But also because everybody was over there was armed. And here's the government's test on you having firearms. They send out the government people not to confiscate your firearms, but just if the government, they want to be sure that they're well hidden, and they send their people out from the government to see if they can find them. If they can find them, they tell you, you need to do a better job of concealing your firearms. When you need them, you better make sure that they're there. Now, just the opposite here in this country. Just the opposite. Henry, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. We got to keep moving here. Brian in Alabama. Hello, Brian.
How you doing, buddy? Hey, John. How you doing, buddy?
Hi.
Just wanted to say that it's an honor to be on the same list as yourself. I just realized that they have listed our small chapter of We Are Change in Leesburg, Alabama, of all places.
You know what? I did the cursory check of Southern Poverty Law's list by states, and I saw We Are Change in Alabama on there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
It's great.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah,
it's
well, and, but see, and but here's the problem. You and I can laugh up our sleeves about this. The listeners to this network, you know, they do their due diligence. We have asked them repeatedly to check out the subject matter that we're talking about, because we're not interested in just blathering on like the mainstream, which, by the way, Brian, this morning, you would have thought that we died and went to heaven. There wasn't one negative story out there. It was all just smiley, happy stuff. I thought I'd died and gone to heaven, either that or I was just released from the 3 North Mental Ward at my local hospital. That somehow that everything that I've been witnessing was just somehow a delusion. It didn't really happen. I had to pinch myself.
Yeah, well, as long as you pinched yourself and realized that it's, you know, it is actually happening.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
the good thing is that the people of Leesburg get to listen to RBN as I rebroadcast. So hopefully they'll take the information and go and research it themselves.
Well,
find out.
Thank you so much for doing that. Yeah, we're either going to be a free people. I'm not going to be subjugated. I'm not going to be categorized. I'm sure not going to be jailed. And I'm sure as hell not going to be killed off for standing up for what is right.
Amen.
All right, brother. Thanks. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Steven in Oregon, you got a 5-second comment.
Yeah, I got it. This will be really quick, John. Hey, I just wanted to say really fast, off topic. Are you there, right?
Yeah, what?
No, you're there. Hey, I wanted to say really quick I just wanted to say to your wife that I really respect her, that she puts up with you, that she just supports you, and I don't even know what I'm trying to say anymore. But anyways, I just think that's very important, and I think that she needs to get some kudos and a little pat on the back, and I just really respect her and that she could to support you the way that she does.
I appreciate that. I hope she's listening to the program right now. Because she wouldn't believe me if I told her, hey, a caller called in and said.
Okay, you can take it from there.
All right.
Just mess up.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Stephen.
Right, but to have someone like that in your life is really, really cool. And I like it in my life, too.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Stephen. I appreciate it. I'm going to play you a little clip. And this is part of the conditioning, folks. I mean, we always talk about psychological conditioning of people. You're being conditioned when you go to the airports that, yeah, we have authority and we can do whatever atrocity, personal intrusion that we want. We can grab your genitals. We can make you strip search. If you don't comply, there might be penalty other than us just telling you that, hey, you know, you're not flying today. Really? Yeah. And they have no authority, folks. That's why they have the local police departments there that are just carrying out policy. Forget law, just policy. Oh, it's for your own good. And by the way, out of the hundreds of thousands of interviews that local medias have done, do you know what they've done consistently? They have edited out the negative ones. The ones that say, you know, this is total garbage. We're not the enemy. We're not Al-Qaeda. Why are we being treated like this? They will selectively air those comments that, oh, yes, it's a pain, but we understand that it's necessary. Well, understand this, that the TSA is going to be branching out on the roads of this country. They're going to try to convince people that they have authority to pull you over, vet you, pull you out of your car, search it, ask you embarrassing questions, and God knows they might even want to fondle you alongside the roadsides. We used to call those perverts. You know, kind of the envisioning the guy with the rubber raincoat standing on the street corner of your kid's school. No, now it's being officially sanctioned by government. The attack dogs that are being used are now being used on school children. Now, we're not talking about rioting here. We're talking about attack dogs being used on high school students. They walked out in Maryland. Here is the report.
Moving on from the war on women to the war on free speech. Free speech has come under attack at Occupy encampments from coast to coast. We've seen states like Georgia and Wisconsin try to restrict it through either banning union picketing or requiring a permit to hold demonstrations or face arrests. Now this war on one of our most fundamental rights is coming to a high school near you. On March 1st, students at Northwestern High School, just up the road in Hyattsville, Maryland, tried to organize a walkout in support of increasing teacher pay and improving the quality of education at the school. They also wanted an apology issued to Filipino teachers who will lose their jobs because of expired visas. However, when the students tried to walk out, the school had police and administrators block the doors. Students were shoved and hit in the chaos. Attack dogs were waiting in the school parking lot for any students who may have escaped and gotten outside. Joining me now to discuss the school's attack on their freedom of speech are Ashley Pinder and Aaron James, students at Northwestern High School who are part of the planned walkout. And welcome to both of you.
Welcome.
Ashley and Aaron?
Yes.
Do I have that right? Okay, great. Great to have you with us. So tell us what happened, Ashley.
Well, on March 1st, like you said, we had a walkout. It's pretty much because we don't like the school food. It's not nutritional. The class sizes, there's 40 kids in a class.
Yikes.
We're not learning.
Yeah.
The Filipino teachers, like you said, their visas expired, so they had to go all the way back to the Philippines to get a new one, and pretty much stuff like that.
So this was basic quality of life, quality of education protests. Aaron, how did they respond to you?
They responded very immaturely. They put canines outside, and they suspended four people who weren't even involved. Shane, Ricardo, Omar, and William for thought crime and inciting violence, even though they weren't even a part of the walkout.
Now, one of the people suspended was your brother, Shane.
Yes.
What was he charged with? You said a thought crime?
Yes.
What's that?
Apparently it is something when you think about doing a crime and try to get people to do it with you. As
is it like conspiracy, you mean, or
yes,
something like that? Wow, that's incredible. I understand that your principal was actually in, you know, he was like admonishing you guys, saying, hey, be activists, it's a good thing.
Yes.
And then this happened. Ashley, what's the sequence of events here, and why did he
flip upside down? For what we're doing, but then when like the public people, Board of Education and stuff come around, he's like shunning us for doing it like we're wrong.
Yeah.
But then as soon as they're out, like he's like, well, oh, I'll help you all, pretty much type thing. Like,
yeah,
he said on the newspaper that the attack dogs and stuff were just there because they were training. We never have attack dogs there or anything. We have police occasionally, but they were, like, all blocking the doors and stuff.
Hold on a second. You've got to hear the rest of this. Out of the mouths of babes, our high school students, you don't think they're being conditioned? Every one of these cops who were involved in this should lose their jobs. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
In high schools across America, ladies and gentlemen, they now have full-time representatives of the local police departments in every high school across this country. You've seen where a robbery takes place in a large metropolitan area, and what do? They lock down the schools. You know, we got to keep the children safe. No, this is about control. You've heard the stories of children taking their lunch to schools and the lunch monitors at the schools saying, well, that doesn't fit USDA guidelines, so therefore we're going to go after your parents. You don't own your children anymore, folks, and if it isn't bad enough with the education they should be getting, they're omitting. They're training these little kids to be little good little robo subservient little citizens. I mean, we have video of kids being tasered by full-grown men, supposedly representing the police departments, tasering children, putting chokeholds on them, throwing them on the floor, rifling through their personal belongings as if, well, they were at home and that was their kid. Here's the rest of this interview. This is about conditioning of the children, folks.
that's training.
It's got to be tough, though, being a principal and, you know, caring about the kids in the school on the one hand, and then having some crackpots on the school board who actually have the authority to fire you on the other hand.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to appeal to who he's talking to at the time. Like, so when he's talking to the board, he's
yeah, kid, we
saying,
call it being
oh, well, yeah, that is a bad thing, we did wrong. But then when he talks to us, he's appealing to us saying, yeah, we did right.
Huh. Aaron, what is El Cambio?
El Cambio?
Yeah.
It is an activist group for students.
Uh-huh.
What we do is we discuss issues in the world, internationally, like we discuss things like the Dream Act. We just try to get together and just be...
Is it an after-school class?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I interrupted you.
And we just talk about things that go wrong and things that we try to help with.
And what role did that group play in this walkout, and is there any fallout as a consequence of that?
Well, none of us planned the walkout. We just, all of our school did. We just handed out fact sheets about things that we wanted to change about our school, like the lunches, and we wanted to an apology for the Filipino teachers, and things like that. And then people got the idea for a walkout, and all of the students at Northwestern decided to do it. It wasn't just focused on El Cambio.
Wow. Ashley, where do you think this is going to go?
I think we're planning to do more. Like, we're trying to broaden where we set our goals and stuff. Like, we're going to make bigger goals and see if, like, other schools would like to do what we're doing.
Wow.
So if we have other schools, they're not just going to say, oh, it's just Northwestern. It's
going to
be
a
big population. So they're
going
to have to hear us even
this.
More. We're going to come out 10 times stronger.
Aaron, have you guys made some social media stuff, some YouTubes about this, a Facebook page, anything like that?
Well, we've made a Facebook page, a Twitter. We've talked to Washington Post has an article. Excuse me, the Gazette, and we've done interviews with CTV and things like that.
That's
so we've been getting our message out there.
How do people find your Facebook page?
Well, they can just look up what is the name of it?
You can look up El Cambio.
How's it spelled?
CAMBIO, and just type it in. You'll find it. It should be like the first one, maybe.
El Cambio, CAMBIO.
Yes.
And into the Facebook search engine, or just
yes.
into any search engine?
No, the Facebook search engine.
Into the Facebook search engine, mm-hmm. and you'll come up with it. I honor your activism and your courage, both in what you did there and for coming here on television with us. Thank you so much, both
Thank
of you.
Thank you.
It's an honor to be with young activists who the future of America. Thank you. Our nation needs more kids like Ashley and Aaron. We need more of America's youth getting involved in political activism. With their help, hopefully we can work to create the strong and lasting change that this country desperately needs.
Change? I wonder what kind of change is referring to there. Still there, Ron?
Police talks. Yeah, I'm there.
Oh, okay.
I'm just. It's unbelievable that they would have police talks out there. And
no, it's not. Why is it unbelievable?
It is and it isn't. I remember the news article on the little 5-year-old boy that kissed a little girl in kindergarten, and he was arrested for sexual harassment.
Yeah. Well, and again, part of this thing in schools is the anti-bullying. You know, I mean, this is, look, I remember in the fifth grade, there was a school bully, and he liked nothing more than at recess and lunch breaks to go after me because he saw me as an easy victim. And I remember ending up in the principal's office. I still remember the principal's name, Mr. Druckenmiller. Good German that he was. And I remember being in his office after I'd had enough of this. And at the time, go to and complain to a school teacher, then you're ridiculed for being, you know, some kind of sissy. You got to hide behind. Yeah, you got to hide behind the teacher.
Right.
So one day, this flop-eared individual that was harassing me, when he was laughing with a couple of his friends and he turned his head, I just stepped into him and knocked him right on his keister. And that's what I ended up in the... and after I explained to Mr. Druckenmiller, I was given one day detention, and I was never bothered by the bully again. But see, we're taught that, you know, we cannot find ways to develop our own security skills, okay, let's just say. that whether it be, you know, knuckle-dragging with the schoolyard bully or outthinking them, that somehow that you've got to run under the curtain of authority because. Look, unless you plan on having your mother and your father live forever, or you plan on having a police officer that's in your back pocket that you can whip out at any time, you know, this is life. Life has inherent risk, and there are going to be times that you're going to have to think for yourself and do for yourself. But what they're using the school system for is that now, in your face, 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, folks, the 10th on that list is government control of schools to be used as a transmission belt for government propaganda. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're not teaching these kids how to think. They're teaching them what to think. They're teaching them, here is the new paradigm. You will submit. You will be controlled. We are going to control every aspect of your life because you're in school. Being in school in this country doesn't mandate that they become the nanny, part of the nanny state, to override parental authority. That's not what these children are in school for. A lot of parents look at these schools as being, well, full-time babysitters, so they can go get a job, or they can go do whatever they want to do. You know, it's school to them. Yeah, I got to pay taxes. Well, yeah. When was the last time you looked into the curriculum of what these public fool system is teaching your children, or more importantly, not teaching them? The globalists have reached right down into your craniums of your children, ladies and gentlemen, and you're not even aware of it. And you will not take part. You will not discover what's going on. And more importantly, you cowardly people out there won't stand up. You know, what legacy are you leaving these children? What legacy? Why did you even bother having children if you're really not going to protect what is in their best interest? You're useless. Worse than that, you're creating more of a problem. You're not going after a solution. Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Well, hey there, John and Ron.
Hi, Lark.
Ron, I just want to say quickly, I haven't ever had a chance to say this. For the past couple of years, I've been wanting to say it. I just want you to know that I think you've written probably the most important book that I've come across in at least the last 20 years.
Well, and with that thank said, you very much.
With that said, I want to draw attention to your caller, John, in Southern California, John, who referenced Edward Bellamy and the Pledge of Allegiance. There is a book that anybody could read the review of online, look it up in any encyclopedia, that's called Looking Backward, 2000. 1887, which is a utopian science fiction novel written by Edward Bellamy in 1887. In 1884 was the creation of the Fabian Society in London, of which Tony Blair was a member. And basically what the Fabian Society was about was to conquer the world on behalf of the crown, and especially to conquer America using the tactics of a famous Roman consul named Flavius, who was instrumental in warding off the siege and repeated attacks by Hannibal during the Punic Wars, early in the development of the Republic of Rome. And I just thought I'd throw that out because I know when I was a kid, I always felt real creepy doing that Pledge of Allegiance thing. I don't know if you might have ever felt a little bit creepy.
Well, no, because when I was a kid, even in public schools, you know, religion or discussion of religion or God was not a no-no. So it just seemed that pledging the Pledge of Allegiance, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to which it stands, that didn't seem like a bad thing because we didn't have the government control of the schools. the curriculum was still there. A history that was being taught, even, I wouldn't call it true history. You didn't have this interventionist, you know, involved in every little aspect of the child's life. They were there for the reading, writing, and arithmetic, okay? They were there to learn math and science and learn how to read, speak English, know how to speak it and spell it, you know, composition, sure. Those sorts things that we found of value throughout our life. Now they're becoming the social re-engineers of our children. That's not the job of the school, and it's certainly not the job of the United States government to hold sway over the education. I mean, No Child Left Behind, this is one of the worst things that was ever done to public schools. But George Bush is not castigated because, you see, he was one of these right-wing radical people that he read the Bible. So how could George Bush do anything to our children? That's just ludicrous.
Well, you know, it's certainly the truth that our schools have become nothing more than brainwashing factories for the new 21st century Soviet man or the socialist.
Well,
and of course, yeah. The only change that is being regulated is that vacillation between communist and fascist.
Yeah.
We're supposed to love pure socialism.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for letting me weigh in.
Okay.
And again, Ron, I really hope people read your book, because there is no finer example of truth that I've run across in at least the last 20 years of my life.
Well, and that's high praise, Lark, because you're well-rounded. And this was written, Ron, forgive me if I'm in error here, but this book was written so everybody could get it.
That's correct. It was written at a ninth grade level. The concepts are higher in, you know, collegiate levels, but the language is ninth grade, so it's easy to disseminate.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, everybody, and I've said this about that book that you wrote, They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. Get two copies of this, because you're going to read it. You're going to go, wow, I've got friends, or I got family, or whatever. Maybe the family doesn't live with you. You give the book out to a family member. You never see it again, because once they read it, they want to pass it on to somebody else. So keep a copy for your own library, and somebody comes over to your house, lash them down in the wingback chair and make them read it. No, I'm just teasing. But get two copies of the book, because you're going to need it. Because once you loan out that copy, it never comes back to you.
Also, you know, I personally guarantee every book, if you don't like it, you get your money back and shipping. I've never had that happen.
I have never heard anybody give a guarantee on a book before. A muffler, yeah, but not a book. Thanks, Lark. I appreciate your call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Government Explained. Now, I very often don't do this, Ron, but I've not seen this piece, and I'm going to trust my webmaster that whatever he put here would be for air. So I hope I'm not in error for air purposes here. Government Explained, ladies and gentlemen. This was put forth in kind of a weird cartoon, but here it is.
Hey, an alien. Yes, I've traveled across space to check on the progress of your species.
Cool. Shall I take you to our leader?
Your what?
Our leader, the guy in charge.
The guy in charge of what?
Well, in charge of everything.
You have one guy in charge of everything?
No, he's in charge of government.
What is government?
Well, government makes the rules for us. It tells us what we can do and what we can't do.
So is government really smart? They come up with wise rules for you to follow?
Well, mostly. But some of its rules are really stupid.
Do you disregard those rules?
No, we have to follow the rules, even if they are stupid or we disagree with them. Government punishes anyone who disobeys the rules.
So you are slaves to government?
No, 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 it's not like that at all. Government works for us, the people. It serves us. We're the boss.
It tells you what to do, and it punishes you with violence if you disobey it, and yet you're its boss?
Yeah.
But there are some things government does that you don't like.
Well, yeah, not everything government does is popular. Like spending on wars, for example.
What is a war?
It's when government basically spends the people's money on weapons and soldiers and then sends them over to the other side of the world to kill a bunch of people over there and destroy their country. I don't like it that government does this.
Well, I can see why you might not like that. Have you humans reached the stage where you generally consider stealing, enslaving, and killing each other to be bad things?
Oh yeah, we know that. Don't steal, don't attack, don't assault.
But you give money to government and they use it to kill people.
Well, yeah. But government does good things with tax money as well.
Why don't you stop paying for the things you don't like and only pay for the good things it does?
No, we can't do that. You can't just decide to stop paying taxes because the rules say that everyone has to pay taxes.
But the rules come from government, though, don't they?
Yeah.
So government made a rule which says that everyone has to pay them money. So everyone pays taxes because if they didn't, government would punish them using violence?
Well, yes, but most people don't mind paying taxes. Most people feel obligated to pay taxes and obey government laws because it's for the good of society. Society needs government, and that means we all have to pay taxes.
So just to make sure I've got this straight, government makes the rules and you feel obligated to follow the rules, even the ones you don't like, and it tells you what to do and threatens to punish you if you don't do what it says, and it uses some of the money that it's taken from you using threats of violence to pay for things you don't like and actually think are immoral, like mass murder.
Yeah, but we can ask it to please tell us to do smart things. And please don't take our money and use it to kill people. We're allowed to ask them to tell us to do what we want them to tell us to do.
Are you guys just scared of this thing? Is government some huge monster that can just squish you at any moment if you disobey?
No, government isn't a monster.
Well, what is it then? Could you draw me a picture of it?
Government isn't really the sort of thing you can draw a picture of.
Maybe you could take me to it. Where is government?
You mean the building?
Government is a building.
No, but the politicians who make up the government have buildings they work from.
So government is a group of these politicians?
Yeah.
Okay, so what species are these politicians?
Well, they're human.
Like you?
Yeah.
So politicians are humans and they're government. You're a human, but you're not government.
No.
So it's the politicians, they're the ones that boss the rest of you around and make you do things you don't want to do and take your money using threats of violence. But even though you're all humans, you're not allowed to boss them around and take their money?
No, they'd put us in a cage if we did that. But look, it's not like the politicians can just do whatever they want. Like, a politician can't just come up to me on the street and make me give him money. They can't do that. Politicians can only do things like that in their job, when they're working for government.
Oh, so politicians aren't government. They just work for government.
Yeah.
Okay, so government isn't a monster, and it isn't a building, and it's not politicians, it's something else. and it employs politicians who are just regular humans who get to order everyone else around and take their money. How does a regular human become a politician?
Well, that's the great thing about our government. It's a democracy, and that means that the people actually have the power, because we get to decide who among us get to be the politicians. We get to vote. And if a politician starts doing things we don't like, we can just replace him with someone else at the next election.
So the people that get chosen to be politicians only get to boss people around and take their money for a short time, and then they go back to being regular humans?
Exactly.
That sounds like a powerful position to be in. But if you get to choose who does that, I assume that politicians are always the wisest, most honest, caring and respected people among you.
Well, no, not really. I wouldn't say politicians are known for being honest, or wise, or caring. And they're certainly not the most respected people among us. Come to think of it, most politicians are lying, power-hungry crooks.
The ones you chose?
Yeah, they're always doing things we don't like. They use taxpayers' money to enrich themselves and their friends, and they never keep their promises to voters. They've been caught stealing and lying and taking bribes, and they mostly do what the big corporations want. Yeah, they're always doing stuff like that. They're completely corrupt. They're a bunch of lying crooks.
But you said that most humans know that stealing and beating each other up and killing are wrong. And you said that you have the power because you can change who's in charge. So why don't you just replace the lying, thieving, murderous, crooked politicians with some regular people?
Well, we don't try to elect lying crooks. It just always turns out that way. But we have to have a government because some humans are nasty and might kill or enslave or steal. Civilization just couldn't survive without government.
Let me get this straight. Because you're worried about the small number of nasty people that are willing to kill, enslave, and steal, you think it's necessary for your survival to have a system where some humans among you, for a short while, get to call themselves the government, and they get to order everyone else around like slaves, and, if they want, commit mass murder overseas, using money they stole, using threats of violence. Politicians get to kill, enslave, and steal, because if they didn't, someone else might? And you try to elect good, honest people to be politicians, but what happens every time is that the people you elect turn out to be corrupt, evil, lying crooks. That's your system.
Yeah, that's pretty much government.
Produced by Graham Wright, based on a talk by Larkin Rose. I couldn't find any fault with that, could you?
Not at all.
Well, folks, you got to share it with all of us. First run there. Oh, my God. Yeah, I guess you got to have a talk with an interstellar alien to understand how screwed up we really are. Ron McDonald, thank you, my friend.
Hey, my pleasure, John.
All righty. Thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take
the next